Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello and welcome to Copy in Copenhagen. My name is Owen and I'm with Abby.
Hi.
And I'm with Marius.
Hi.
Marius and Abby, the puppets, are with me today. This is a podcast about life in Copenhagen and Denmark and Scandinavia, and it's Monday, so we chat about stuff on a Monday. Mm. I'm Irish, Abby's American, Marius is Danish. Puppet or not, that's what
USA! USA! Denmark! Denmark!
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's a weird start.
I kind of like it.
So I saw something that I wanted to talk about. There was an article in a newspaper about a Wall Street lawyer.
What?
Yeah, your end of the woods, Abby.
Hey, my end of the woods is Wall Street. That's you, Wall Street. Excuse me. Yeah. Talking about my block.
Yeah. Your old haunting site, huh?
Happy Wampa Gecko over there.
Yeah, huh?
Gecko?
Gordon.
Wall
yes.
Street.
Yes. Yeah.
Money never sleeps.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so there's this article about a guy who was a Wall Street lawyer, and then he quit his job as a lawyer. I'm sorry.
Going where we know you're going at now.
Because that's what he sounds like.
Yeah.
I'm walking here.
I'm walking.
But no, he quit his job as a lawyer and he became a full-time Lego sculptor.
Oh, good for him.
That's his job.
Nice.
Right?
I mean, that's easy to do when you probably, you know, made a shit ton of money off of just, you know, ruining other people's businesses.
Whoa.
But, you know, fine.
Wow.
Fine.
Sure. I like how Mary's good waiting to hear both sides of the story.
Yeah. Good yeah. for him.
Yeah. Don't, we're happy he got out of there, you know, yeah. right? Isn't that what, yeah? Like, he occupied Wall Street.
With
yeah.
his dirty money.
And now he has given up and he's building. You know, guys, I have to say, my friend does this. This is my friend's job. Adam Ward, Peace and Bricks is his Instagram if you want to follow him. He is a Lego artiste. He has done, he's American. Mm. I met him at the grown-up summer camp that I worked at.
I'm just going to make sure this isn't the same person.
Not the same person. Definitely did not work on Wall Street for us. Really okay. nice guy. Marius would love him. Okay, really nice guy, great guy, Adam Ward, and he has built pieces for like sports teams, like in the like the entrance to sports teams place. He
okay.
did it. He did stuff. He worked on Lego Batman the movie. Like he like built like he like has what? Been hired by Lego to work on yeah like different film stuff, and he has a book. He has a book out. I think it's called Peace and Bricks or like Lego something. And you can, and it's all about like making art out of Legos. So wow. fuck the Wall Street guy.
Fuck the Wall. Yep.
My Nathan friend Sayaya. Has been doing it a long time.
How long has this Wall Street guy been doing it?
Since he started.
Okay.
Which is a while ago.
Really good.
I don't know how long he's been doing it. But it just got me thinking about, again, with this Danish company.
Yeah.
That's like out there. People are making money off it. And like.
Lego's got a lot of money.
Lego's got a lot of money.
Lego's got a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, a lot of money.
You know what? I also really do have ideas for Lego. Like, I've said this to a lot of people, and I've been just giving it away for free. But Lego, a Danish company, I watched a whole 37-minute documentary on the toys that made us about Lego. And I watched.
Oh, that anyway. Netflix stuff?
Yeah. You can watch different ones.
That felt like a quick grab, that show. The Toys That Made Us?
Yeah.
Well, it's just, yeah, it's just like, oh, memories.
Yeah, nostalgia. Yeah, nostalgia porn.
Yeah.
Yeah. But okay, but I watched it, and and that makes me
I got a lot out of it.
And that I've been to Legoland. Been to Legoland Billund. Been there because I took my big kid there for her sixth birthday. I'm supposed to take my little kid there now because he just turned six. So anyway, gonna go back. You know, we do a lot of Lego in our house. I personally fucking hate it. Excuse me, Lego, I'll take your money happily. Please sponsor this podcast. But I think it's very boring to be told what to do when you're playing. Like, their directions and things like that.
What about jigsaws?
That's different.
How is that different?
Because you're inventing it, and then it just happens to look the way it does on the box.
I don't think that's...
It feels different, because you can just, like, go in and out, and, like, then you clean it up, you give up. I don't know. I do like those a little
bit. My mother had bought a jigsaw puzzle recently. Like 500 piece, yeah. And it was, like, black and white cats. It was awful. Like,
oh. Black and white...
Or it's like there was a bit of brown, but like the colors were just so like...
A lot of ugly jigsaws out there.
I don't know why people want to torture themselves with it. I would like a nice, easy one that feels like you don't have to put too much thought into it.
So I'm currently doing a jigsaw.
Are you? Yeah. Right now?
Right now.
I thought it was a soundboard.
Under the desk. That's the jigsaw. That's the jigsaw. How good is it? Doing 1,000-piece jigsaw. I like them at 1,000. Biggest one I've ever done is 1,500. And it's satisfying because like you said, you can walk away, come back, walk away, come back. And there's this, like, the longer you put into it, the more satisfaction you get at the end, being like, last piece.
And I just feel like it kind of fills that hole, like, when there's a jigsaw puzzle out, it's like you can go to that table instead of, like, your phone, you know? Like, it's like, it's a nice, and then people 100%. Feel like there's a way that you can talk to people when there's a jigsaw puzzle out where you can be silent.
Yeah.
And everyone's concentrating, and then you can say, you can get kind of giggly, like sleepover giggly. Yeah. It creates a nice atmosphere.
Little test for you. Start doing a jigsaw, invite people over, see who doesn't go over and try and put a piece in. If it's on the table in your living room or something, guaranteed someone's going to have a look and be like, oh, I'm just going to have a quick. Every time I've done a jigsaw, someone has gone like, oh, I think I can do that part. And da, da, da. Yeah. And then you end up just doing it with somebody.
And even though some people and are like, I hate jigsaw puzzles. I hate them. They still end up doing them. My kids, whenever I put one out, I mean, I don't do it that much. But when I put one out, they're all, my big kid's like, oh, my God, I hate these. And then she's like, whoosh.
Yeah, 3 hours later.
Yeah.
No, but I kind of had it when I came home to my mom and I saw the jigsaw puzzle. I was like, okay. And I was kind of in a hurry. Yet I still suddenly just found myself sitting there looking for these and slightly annoyed because the pieces all look the fucking same.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
But I was still kind of enjoying it. Like, it was just I immediately got into that sort of
competition
with our,
like,
myself.
Yeah, like, competition, and there's, like, this kind of want of order. Like, we want
it's satisfying
order.
Like, to organize it. Like, let's... And you know that it can be organized. Like, that's what feels safe about it. It's like... Organizing things in my regular life doesn't feel like that because I'm like, I'm not sure
but you
there
know, there's
is a
five,
picture.
Yeah, there's, you know, there's 500 pieces in this box that will get organized.
And that's
but the 500 things on the list of to-do may never be organized.
Yes. Yeah. But the Lego thing is that you have to look at directions. And what's so satisfying about actually a jigsaw puzzle is, like, maybe there's a box that you're checking. Maybe you don't have the lid or whatever. But you don't have to, like, ask what to do next or, like, hunt for us. You can kind of go into flow state more.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. But I think a lot of people who do Lego get the exact same of what we're talking about with jigsaws with Lego. I think some people like that aspect of, like, and I need to follow the instructions and do this. No. Like, some people love doing
And Lego offers both, kind of.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There is the standard follow the, the form, the instruction manual, basically, and then you can just say fuck that and then,
like, our sculptures.
Yeah, but that's not the same either. Like, the jigsaw puzzle is, and this would be so cool, I think, for Lego, truly. Give us a box with the pieces, show us a picture, make it something that we can actually do without step-by-step instructions. Let us build the thing by just trying to find the things and build the things without turning pages and stuff. Because I think that's the thing, is, like, when you're just, like, free playing with Lego, it's not the same. You're, like, using your creativity and you're trying to whatever. It's not, like, problem solving.
Yeah.
And when you're trying to follow the instructions, it's, like, too rigid, I feel like. It's, like, first step one, this bag and blah, 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 blah. And then, so there's, like, what if Lego did a middle ground?
yeah.
Where it was, like, an actual puzzle made of Lego pieces. Where, like, all you have to do is look at a picture. Do we think this could make us money? Do you think they're going
to
buy this from us?
I think we need to put a bit more because it's too simple. Because what it is that's, from my memory, being a kid playing with Lego, that's what it was back then, right? It was like a generic. So this is what this is why I don't get Lego anymore, and I don't.
Not because you're 35 or whatever.
No.
Okay.
That wouldn't stop me.
Just checking.
Yeah. No, but like the Lego back in the day was like kind of not rudimentary, but like like generic blocks. There's always X amount of this type of block, and then you use just these blocks to build a thing. But now you have like Harry Potter and the Friends set and all these things, and it's only these blocks will only work ever in that setting. Like there's this little piece that goes, like you said, following the instructions, piece C3 goes into D1, and it's clearly Monica's face going on to next to Chandler, and like that will never work in any other setting.
Oh, you had the fountain box set also?
Yeah. But back in the day, it was like, I can make this thing or I can make anything at all. All these blocks are just like, it's my own type of action man car.
But is it just us being like, back in my day, it was better? Because, yeah, sure, you can get some more specialized niche things. But doesn't that just increase the complexity of like, well, can I actually mix my Harry Potter with my Greta Thunberg set?
It's true that you can actually mix them, Owen. Like, I mean, like, you just have to be more creative than you.
Yeah. Than specifically you,
but that's not good marketing, right? I mean, I feel let down by that. Right?
I like the idea about like you have a box, but it's just a box, and all the Lego is just in that box, not in any small plastic thing. So we can also save us some plastic stuff.
Things. The
image. Like one, so like a two, jigsaw three. Box, know, it's all muddled together, and you just have the image, and then figure it out from there.
And then like there, like even just like the way that it could be, like I think it should be informed a bit, like puzzles. Like it might need to be flat in a way. Like maybe it's like you build the thing, and it is like. You're building a flat side. Like maybe you're like, it's like a mosaic kind of thing. You know what I mean? Mm. I don't know. I feel like there's like
art
some
Lego,
room here.
Like where you're not even building a thing, but you're building like Picasso's painting, like an abstract Picasso. Could you do that in Lego?
Sounds boring.
You can do anything in Lego.
You can do anything in Lego. Okay, but
why
here's...
does that sound boring, Abby? Why are you so?
That was that was literally
problem?
What your idea was.
Sorry,
Barry's
was
just continuing
your
from
Picasso?
Your idea.
Really rude. I mean, I think people do have problems with Picasso. I think he was.
Yeah,
abusive and bad.
Yeah, we
but
don't have to get into Picasso.
He was a great artist. He was a great artist.
Okay, really Klimt. Great. Let's do a Klimt painting instead.
Oh, I do like Klimt. I like Klimt. Nice, yeah. Okay, well, what about? This was actually my idea that I was coming at. Like, all right, I'm so creative that I could make anything with Lego, number one. Then number two, was pitching something else, got sidetracked by a new pitch I came up with during the pitch.
While you're pitching.
Fucking good, huh? That's good.
She's got so many pitches, she's going to make a tent soon.
Ah! Okay, so here we go. So this is my original pitch. Lego has two stores in the Copenhagen airport, which we have already established is the...
greatest airport in the world.
Most humane. The only humane airport in the world, I've heard. So they have two stores... They have tons of Lego stuff there. Lego is Danish, blah, 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 blah. They have nothing for sale that is specifically Danish. Like, any Danish sets, like, they could have Newhound, they could have anything. But, like, when I'm there, I would love to, from the Danish airport, bring a present to someone that's, like, a Danish Lego set.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's good, isn't it? Now we're talking about it because... We want their money.
Okay.
But don't you think, like, they could do, like, I mean, even just, like, they don't even have, like, a Danish Lego, like, the things they have, like, Banana Man keychains and stuff that you could get anywhere. They really need to tap into the fact that the people who live here and the people who are visiting here want to feel like they are getting a special Danish Lego experience. And that would fucking like that would fly off the shelves. I seriously would buy it for so many people. Every time I'm in the airport and I'm getting somebody a present, Lego Danish shit.
Okay. But okay, let's brainstorm. What Danish things could be turned into a great
Lego.
Okay,
again.
Picture this.
Yeah.
Picture this. A radio studio in Frederiksberg.
Okay.
Okay. There's three microphones.
Yeah.
Okay. There's some wooden panels with lots of holes in them on the walls. Yeah. Okay. And the set is called Coping in Copenhagen. So Danish.
Very
couldn't
Danish.
Be more Danish. Also, kind of tapping into the international
community.
Really good.
Yeah.
People are like traveling there. They want it. This obviously needs to be in English.
Yeah.
Okay. All minifigures. Yeah. When you go to the store and you build your own minifigure set. See, I know a lot about Lego for somebody who doesn't really like Lego because I have a family that likes Lego and is Danish. But when you go, you can make your own minifigure set, which they should also put in the airport because that shit is wild. That's so fun. You can like put together the head, the body, the feet, the accessories. But they can have a pre-made set, three Lego minifigures. I'm just saying, a Marius, an Owen, and like a double-sized and more beautiful Abby.
2 meter, two point five meter Abby.
Those minifigures could be sold separately because that's a nice, like, that's like 75 kroner, you know, that's a nice thing, easy to fit in a bag, easy to travel with. Coping and Copenhagen hosts, we can all be holding a microphone, headphones. Marius and Owen can have headphones on.
Abby won't be wearing headphones.
I think it just could be really great and so Danish. We could have some like Danish flags in the back and like a poster of Bruce Springsteen. What do you guys think? Like, okay, and then
okay, so we can do the Lego Danish, the Copenhagen and Copenhagen studio. We each become a keychain. I like the idea about having the ability to, if you could do some kind of combo version, creating your own figurines where you could swap the hairs and the clothes around. So we could do an Abby Owen version.
Which one is Owen? Which one is Marius?
Like, that would be great. Like that'd be great. Yep. Actually, we could do like those, like they have those bags that have like question marks, like minifigures, and you don't know which one you're going to get. And then it'll be good because like if they get you, one of you guys, they still won't know.
Yeah.
I've got some ideas for some Lego sets.
Okay.
I've been thinking, can we target the adult market a bit?
Like sexy Lego?
Oh,
sexy
that's a,
Lego.
That's an avenue.
I'm pretty sure the Coping and Copenhagen set covers that.
We're going to go back to our Netto. So you go into the Netto with the like beaded and the carpets. And like you go into the back and you get the...
Waka chicka, waka chicka, waka.
The triple X Lego sets.
I mean, did you not hear the part where we could switch hair?
Yeah. That's pretty sexy. No, I was thinking more like just maybe more nostalgic Lego.
Okay.
And the theme would be things we lost in the fire. So it would be like in remembrance of Notre Dame, for example. You can rebuild Notre Dame.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
The Børsen, you know, the Danish one. You could rebuild Børsen.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yes. You also get the paintings that you can sort of take in and out of the building also.
Nice. Oh,
small
in Børsen.
Lego figurines with white
really
gloves
smart.
From the Schneemersed. Yep. Yep.
Okay, what about in this theme, but also like combining the like Danish shit. There's like a what's the thing called? It's like things we lost in the fire.
Yeah.
But there's a Sankt Hans set where you build the fire and there are witches burning in it. You build the witches burning in it.
You get an effigy.
And then there's just a bunch of people around like kind of like looking confused about why there's a fire during daylight. Yeah.
You can both get the Danish figurines and then the international figurines who are very
confused about the whole
burning of the
and
witch.
And then somebody mentioning there's a cat involved and people are like, what? Where is a cat?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea. Actually, you could do a whole like Danish holiday sort of set.
Yes.
You could do a festival lounge build the thing and then have you ever seen those Lego sets where like there's like stuff in it and like
you
could
open
build
a little door and there's little.
Yeah, or you could build like
the barrel.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you could actually smash it and then inside.
And you could have a little cat you could put inside the barrel.
But
and
no
like
cats are hers. It's good.
Yeah,
it's good.
That's really good.
Yeah.
I
like that.
Yeah. What about the H.C. Andersen set?
Ooh.
There actually is one.
Is there?
There, but it's so boring. We could really up it. We could up it so hard. Because also there's all like the fairy tale ones that are like from stories. We could just do like the real classics like Little Mermaid, whatever.
The princes. And
but like there's the H.C. Andersen set is the only Danish thing that they're selling at the airport. And it sucks. And it's just like an open book or something. It's like so stupid.
Oh, no, that's disappointing.
It's so boring.
I mean, these ones of like books are not worth building for Lego. Just get the book.
Get the book.
If you had a book that had things popping out of said book, like Ugly Duckling or Mermaid.
Or Frozen Mink. How about we do the Mink COVID set just to remind us of what never to do again.
And
you get a little
Metaflex
and the figurine also. Yep.
And then lastly, my last idea is a classic Danish hot dog cart.
Oh, yeah. That's
classic
so good.
Danish hot dog cart Lego.
In the airport. At the conveyor.
Absolutely could be. Yeah.
I think we're good. I think this is the time because so we have lawyers from Wall Street quitting their jobs to sculpt. We have Abby's friend making movies with Lego, right? Lego's done it. Lego is at its peak, right? Mm. So let's spread the Danish. Let's spread the Danish. People are going to collect. Like, they got so much Star Wars. They got so much Harry Potter. They got so much all of those things, right? Let's go back to the Dane. Yeah, yeah?
Back to the Dane.
A nice bit of touch of the internationals. I mean, I think this would work.
Yeah.
All right. Are we going to put this one forward?
Yep, let's yep. do it.
Were you reaching right, okay. in your hand to do like a...
Yeah, a little
like
five.
A,
ready?
On a 1, 2, 3?
Ready? Ready? Okay. Are we in?
1, 2, 3. Yay, Lego.
All right, until next week. Stay coping.
Ping pong.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.